Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I'm sitting outside the store waiting for the rest of my family, and I'm with one of my daughters. And there was a guy that came over and sat on the bench, probably 2 feet away from us. Covered in tattoos on his hands, on his neck. They were everywhere. And his face was pierced in a few places, and you know, just a fairly scary looking individual. And immediately when he came over, my defenses went up. And I cast judgment on him because I thought, you know, who is this guy? Why is he sitting here? And then obviously by the looks of him and what he's done to himself, you know, immediately I start to get judgmental. I think the key here is if you can get to a point, and it's something that I constantly struggle with, is of just observation, an observation without judgment, you can get some amazing perspective. In the end, with this particular guy, he turned out to be really nice. We started talking to him, had a long conversation with him. He's actually an intelligent guy and very, very nice. But yet, if you had just judged him by what he looked like externally, you would think something completely different. And I did that. So here's what I know. I know that when you remove judgment, you become more accepting of other people. The other thing we know is that we self-judge a lot, right? We are our own worst critic in many cases. And if you can relinquish that judgment, it can make you more tolerant of your own actions and make you less critical of yourself. Right? You stop beating yourself up as much. You're not as critical with yourself. Things begin to flow much, much easier when you stop judging yourself. So if you can become the observer, you can watch what happens around you, and you can do it without casting judgment. And so what I'm asking is this, is just resist the impulse to critique and accept what is. As I've said many times before, you cannot possibly understand someone's situation until you've walked in their shoes. And you don't have the benefit of walking in anyone's shoes other than your own. So if you can withhold judgment and just be open to just the observation and be open to accepting what is, things flow a lot better. Give it a shot. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go. I'm asking you for that opportunity. Just get here. It's a few minutes a day. And what I will try to do for you is keep you on that path towards reaching your desires. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how you have the ability to influence the trajectory of your life. But for today, practice observing with no judgment. And shoot me a note, let me know how it goes at joel@joelbrookman.com. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.